96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are coming off of the holiday weekend full of cookouts, lots of eating, and relaxation. But it's likely that's not the reason some of us are struggling with our weight. As a matter of fact, the issue of obesity in the Black community has prompted Black churches to address it. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about weight loss and how the church is helping to turn that health issue around. My guests are Dr. Dina Tapscott with the Howard University Center for Wellness and Weight Loss Surgery, Dr. Joseph Wright, Pediatrics Chair at Howard University Hospital, and Reverend Robert Williams, Senior Pastor at St. Paul's Baptist Church and winner of the Prince George's County Council's Biggest Winner Pilot Program. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. But if you have a question about weight loss, about fitness, how to drop those pounds, a few or a lot, and also talk about what your church is perhaps doing to help you with that or not, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me first talk about this Biggest Winner pilot program in Prince George's County. Reverend Williams, what is that? What happened?
Well, it came to our attention that there had been a study that showed that persons who were engaged in churches, young adults especially, who stayed with the church over a period of time were more inclined toward obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And it became apparent that some of the ways in which churches serve church dinners and the repast at funerals and all those other things might have been contributing to that.
Do you believe that?
Well, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, we had already begun to do something to curtail that. My wife is a registered dietitian who taught here at Howard for a number of years and who had already stopped us from serving fried chicken and some of the other things that, no pork chops, no chitlins, none of those other things that were common in many of your southern churches.
Mm-hmm.
So that we were, and she also had emphasized portion control so that you had no plates coming away all piled up, and very rarely were there folks who were able to get seconds and things because it was, she felt, contributing to the problem.
But if you were invited to a parishioner's house, did you still get first pick of the best piece of chicken? Because, you know, that's what they say. You know, always let the pastor get the first piece of chicken before anybody else. You know. All jokes aside, though, it is a serious issue, obviously, not just in the D.C. area, but as you mentioned, you know, in southern churches. And your church was part of this pilot program and became the biggest winner. What happened there?
Well, we immediately pulled our health ministry in to work with it. We have an ongoing health ministry. I have a couple of registered nurses who are leading that. In addition, I have an actual physician who also was trained here at Howard,
mm-hmm.
who is on my staff as one of my ministers now. But she's still practicing medicine in Prince George's County. Bringing all of that together, we began to look at what we could do, and we began to move immediately to make a difference in our congregation.
Can you tell me, I want to bring Dr. Wright in here also, okay. Can you tell me a bit more about what they were required to do?
Certainly. Beginning March 1st, mm-hmm. we engaged three congregations, three churches, St. Paul, First Baptist of Highland Park, and the Sanctuary Kingdom Square to engage in a 90-day healthy weight loss competition called the Biggest Winner. And over the course of that period of time, we tracked weight loss. There were weigh-ins every Sunday. Not only the health ministries, but the ministerial leadership were very engaged in all three churches. And just a couple of weeks ago, we tabulated the weight loss over the course of that 90-day period. And, of course, the St. Paul was the winning church with 360 pounds of weight loss over that period. But all told, across all three churches, there were over 1,000 pounds of weight loss as part of this this healthy competition, this biggest winner. And I think that the secret combination was the support of the Board of Health. The Prince George's County Council sits as the Board of Health, providing resources to the faith-based community, these three churches, to result in a sustained effort. I'm very happy to report that the winning church was able to retain the participation of 73 of the original 75 members who started the weight loss initiative, which is remarkable.
Dr. Tapscott, you see patients that are obviously, you know, they run the gamut from just kind of struggling with a few pounds to seriously obese patients. And certainly many of them are active participants in their faith community. And they talk about, I'm sure, some of the things that they've been eating, you know, the fried chicken. You know, as the pastor just mentioned, you're talking about chitlins and pig feet and all of those tradition soul foods that have been at best difficult for our bodies to deal with. What do those traditional soul food dishes do to our bodies when we're, you know, consuming them year after year after year?
Well, first, let me congratulate this program. I'm very impressed by it, and I'm hoping that it'll continue. We talked about being able to continue this weight maintenance period as well, since they're doing so well. But back to the question related to the foods that we eat. A lot of the foods that we eat, they tend to be higher calories, they tend to be rich, they tend to be denser foods, and oftentimes that leads itself to calories that we don't need. And if we're not on the other side being active, then those calories sort of catch up with us. But it's not just the fat calories that we have to think about. A lot of it is the carbohydrates. It's the breads and the rolls, the things that you don't traditionally think as being bad. We think of the fried foods as being bad, but really we have to start looking at the carbohydrates a little bit more closely, like the sweetened tea that no one thinks is a bad thing that they offer at potentially, you know, at the churches, and the sugary things, the desserts. So we traditionally will look at the fattening foods, but I think especially with the new guidelines coming up that are looking more at the carbs as being a problem, the sugar as being a problem versus the fat.
Mm-hmm. I need to take a break in just a bit, because the other piece of this as it relates to the participation of our black churches is that there are a lot of health-related ministries, and I want to talk to Reverend Williams about that and the kinds of things that he's trying to share with members of his congregation. And if you are struggling with a weight issue, you're certainly welcome to give us a call. We have physicians here free of charge. How often do you have a chance to talk to a doctor free of charge? Lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about weight loss and how the Black Church is helping to turn that issue around. My guests are Dr. Dina Tapscott with the Howard University Center for Wellness and Weight Loss Surgery, Dr. Joseph Wright, Pediatrics Chair here at Howard University Hospital, and Reverend Robert Williams, Senior Pastor of St. Paul Baptist Church and winner of the Prince George's County Council's Biggest Winner Pilot Program. Lines are open if you have a question or comment about weight loss. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Yvonne calling from Northwest D.C. Yvonne, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I am calling. I have a question, and that is a lot of African Americans I know suffer from hypertension as well, and I'm wondering what your panelists would recommend to help combat that in addition to weight loss, since we tend to consume a lot more salt, perhaps, than other ethnicities due to the good old comfort and soul food that we eat.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Chapstone.
I think hypertension is twofold. I mean, yes, it is the diet that we consume, especially the higher salty diets. We tend to be, African Americans tend to have issues with salt processing. But I think the other component is the fitness. We do know that even without weight loss, increasing activity can improve blood pressure. So, yes, the genetic predisposition, yes, there are some dietary things, but also we need to look at our activity level and factor in how that plays a role in blood pressure issues.
Okay. Yvonne, thank you so much. Let's go to Deetra calling from Bowie. Deetra, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment that I'm a member of the Sanctuary of Kingdom Square.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one of the churches, and our church did pretty well in the challenge, and that our health ministry is working toward Day 91. So we're calling ours Day 91 because we want our members to think about Day 91 after the 90-day challenge.
Gosh, that is important. Go ahead, real quick.
And I also wanted to comment on First Baptist Church of Glen Arden had an excellent health fair a couple of weeks ago. It was really on the scale of NBC4 Expo, the one that they do in January. I mean, it was wherever you went, the screening, everything, it was excellent. So okay. I would just encourage our members, you know, to go and attend these health fairs as well. Thank
Deetra, thank you so much for your phone call. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to congratulate all the participants and just mention that all three of the churches have committed to keep going. And just to emphasize what Dr. Tapscott mentioned earlier, it's the maintenance. It's keeping going. We are actually recruiting three new churches to start a new challenge later this month.
Oh, is there a website or something you want to throw out there?
Oh, yes. The Prince George's County Council has a biggest winner website at the Prince George's County government.
Mm-hmm.
.com. You can find all the information about the first three churches, but we'll be starting a new cohort with three churches, and it's certainly our intent to continue to work with the faith-based community to keep this moving.
And it shouldn't be hard to find if you go to the Prince George's County government website and go to Prince George's County Council. I'm sure it's there. And, hey, get your church involved. Big churches, you know, small churches, everyone needs to focus on this very, very critical health issue. I need to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to, I believe that's Fran. We're also going to talk to Elaine. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tell us what your church is doing to combat obesity. And if you need some weight loss or obesity-related health advice, please give us a call. Lines are open. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Don't hang up. We will be taking your calls after 7:30 on Sirius XM, Channel 141.
The Howard University Radio.